podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Allow me to tell you Jenny's story. She reached out to us about a situation with her wedding because she knows we do a five call says it all and other topics when people want to find out, you know, whether they're right or their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife are right. And we went so far as to call her, and we had her on the speakerphone in the office yesterday, and she sounded very cool, right?
Yeah, we liked her. Kind of bubbly.
We liked her. We're calling her Jenny. And then this morning, she reached out and said she's had second thoughts. She still wants us to talk about it, but now she doesn't want to go on the air with us.
Right. She's very aware of her friends and who are our listeners and the cross field.
Mm-hmm. Because she listens to our show and a lot of her friends do, blah, blah, blah. So we're changing her name and she doesn't want her voice on the air. So let us tell the story. She and her fiance are getting married. It's not that far away, and we can't even say when it is, but it's not that far away. They've each decided they're only going to have one person stand up at the front with them. And I think more and more couples, when they get married, are doing that. I think the days of having like six or seven attendants on each side, it doesn't happen that much anymore. So they're each just going to have one person. So Jenny picked her best friend of like the last 6 years, and it's a woman that she's known for a while, and they're really good pals, blah, blah, blah. So that's all fine. But her fiance, and we're going to call him Sean, has decided to not have a guy. He wants to have his sister stand up front with him.
I've known people that do that.
And I think that's cool, too. She's his only sibling. They've always been close.
Perfect fit.
I think that's nice. You know, in fact, as a side note, can we just throw out there that all of us on the show happen to be big fans of the non-traditional who's standing up at the front?
Yeah, just kind of thing. Whoever you want up there.
Yeah, well, I don't know why.
It's your wedding.
If your best man is a woman, just
go for it.
Put a woman up.
Have to go buy the book.
I'm going to have my dog there. So.
Well, we're not on board with that, but.
No. Anyway, so Jenny is, she reached out to us and she was mostly concerned that it would look silly to have three women up there and one guy. She's like, look, Sean has really good guy friends. Why can't he pick one of those so it looks a little more balanced, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then, Emily, we dug a little bit. Do you want to? Jenny doesn't know that we're putting most of the emphasis on this because we find the whole unbalanced thing not that important.
Right. She threw in this point as just a fun, colorful detail, and we and both Dom and I looked at each other and we're like, that's what it is.
We latched onto this.
You.
Go ahead and explain about...
What are we going to call the sister?
Let's not give her a name because we'll just say
we'll just call her sister.
Sister. Sean's sister.
Sister. Only sibling, as we said. They're very close. Thing about sister is she is smoking. She works. She works as a model here in Denver. And...
Ashley travels a lot for it.
Right.
Shows in New York.
The whole
night
she says she was tall and blonde.
Right. You know, just, you know, perfect everything. So she says, what am I going to do with sister? Not only are we going to be lopsided with three girls and one guy, but sister is going to be smoking. And I don't want her to, she didn't say this, but this is what it is. She doesn't want the sister to take the attention away from her.
And she would.
Right.
Absolutely.
For years to come, if you're looking at those wedding photos, you're not looking at the bride. You're looking at the smoking hot sister.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I know I would. Just saying.
It was very similar to, remember last week I told you guys about how Lena Dunham was up on stage with Taylor Swift and all the supermodels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So our darling Jenny, who's getting married, is Lena Dunham. And
no,
sister.
Don't say she's listening right
slightly
now.
Frumpy. Sister is. Taylor Swift.
Okay, listen, I'm going to cut to the chase here. We went ahead and asked for full names, and we looked all the people up on social media.
Oh, yeah, we totally stopped.
And Jenny is an attractive, she's a beautiful woman. She's
yes,
very
she's
attractive.
Make a lovely bride.
Okay, but we looked
but
up.
But her sister, Dom.
My God.
She looks good.
H-A-W-T.
There's a picture of her on her, like, what do you put at the top? Like your, you know,
banner.
Your
banner.
Paper, yeah. Your banner picture. Yeah. It's one of those wet in the sand pictures, and girls never look good wet in the sand.
This one did.
Sister does.
Wow.
I wanted to be the sand.
I wanted to be the water. I'll say
it. She looks good.
So
she wants to basically boot the sister.
That's right. And she wants Sean to pick one of his guy buddies for two reasons. One, to balance everything out.
Yes.
And secondly, really, do you need the only one of the only other women standing up there to absolutely outshine you 10 to 1.
Yes. Right. And you're going to dress her up in a, you know, in kind of a best man, like formal thing. Oh God, she's going to look good. That sister is going to look so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, well, and the other thing is she was saying that Sean was a best man, you know, recently within the last year for one of his buddies. And she's like, I just don't understand why you don't, you know,
reciprocate.
Yeah. Exactly. Pay back that, scratch his back now.
But if you're only going to have one person up there, shouldn't it be family? Not just some goofy friend that you might not be friends with in years.
Well,
it's got to be family.
Jenny's not doing family. She's doing her friend.
Well, she doesn't like her family, I guess.
Mm. 303-631-1MIX is our number. We would love to talk about this, especially the ladies who are you sympathetic with Jenny? Especially those of you who went through this at your own wedding, or maybe you had somebody in the wedding party who stole the spotlight. 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. If you want to talk about the whole balanced, unbalanced thing, that's fine too. But let's talk about the best man who is a woman.
Let's talk about Taylor Swift.
Who is hot out of this world.
Wet in the sand.
I might need to go back and check out those pictures again to make sure that I'm seeing
just
everything.
To double
just
check.
For the job.
I just want to make sure
job.
That I'm seeing everything properly.
Speak
that
thorough.
I'm looking through a new filter of a bright new day. I'm going to go to the phones. First, let me read a couple of quick social media posts. Christina said, what a bridezilla. Tell Jenny to get over it. It's her husband's day, too. She doesn't get to pick his best man. Her husband should think twice about marrying her.
Ouch.
Oh, come on, Christina. I don't think it's that bad, is it? Or maybe. Maybe it's a sign of things to come. Shannon wrote, absolutely get rid of the fiancé's choice. A woman thinks about this day her whole life. She shouldn't have to share the spotlight with this hottie. Come on, people.
It's not her fault she's so hot.
So right. Apparently people are very split on this problem. Here's Brittany on the line. Morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
So what do you think about this? Do you have some experience with this?
I do. So at my wedding, my sister-in-law was pregnant, and the attention was definitely drawn to her. And that's something that I'm going to remember, you know, forever about my wedding. And so I would say if she's not comfortable with it, I would say, you know, it's one of the biggest days of her lives. And I would say get her out of there.
How do you approach that, though, with your soon-to-be husband? You say you get your sister out of there because she's too hot. I mean, do you just be fairly blunt with him?
Yeah, do you have to go through like a series of photos and pick the one that looks the...
Yep.
Least attractive.
And then how does he go to his sister and say, I'm sorry, I can't have you in my wedding.
You're
too
hot.
Well, I don't think he
just
can say
that. I would,
then what
I
does
would
he say,
say I
her?
Want one of my friends, you know? I want my best man to be there.
Yeah, but
I
mean, I'm your sister. We're family. Now what?
Well, say exactly. Family will always be there, but I need to have my buddy.
You're my only brother.
You know, they could break all tradition and put her at the guest sign-in book.
Right.
Because that's usually not where they put the hottest person.
Yeah. Right. Get more people to sign in, I guess.
Right.
Sign
right.
Never serve
give her different roles. Say, we want you still in the wedding, but would you mind doing something else? I mean, give her another important
seems
part.
Like a what tough a demotion.
Sell. Seems like a tough sell to me. Yeah, sorry, you're out of the pictures, but you're manning the guest book.
Right. You're not going to be standing by my side, but you are the head usher.
Yeah,
head
tough
usher.
Call.
You're going to do the valet parking. Okay.
Get to wear one of those little vests, huh?
Little name tag.
You know, Brittany, I suppose what she could do is, what Sean could do, he could fall back on the balance thing because it would be hard, I guess, for the sister. He says, like, you know, it'd look weird to have three women and one guy up there. Maybe the sister will fall for that.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I'm sorry that you got upstaged by the pregnant lady.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but everybody was just asking her about her pregnancy and when the baby's due and everything like that. And
how is the baby now?
You know, look at me. Yeah.
How old are they?
Do you hate the baby now?
They're like 2 now. So.
Oh God, they sound so cute. What's
that's
her
a
name?
Great age.
What's her name?
Brittany.
I don't want to say. Yeah,
I don't want you to either. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for being on the show. See, I figured this was going to probably touch a few buttons out there.
Yeah. Gosh.
303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. Do we want to take this call, Emily? She's just...
Maybe. What's her name, Emily?
It's a guy.
Guy?
She's trying to... Do we want to talk to Seth?
What up, Seth?
Yeah, here he is. Hey, Seth.
Hey, how's it going?
What do you think? Go ahead and weigh in on this.
Well, I kind of had a question. Did Sean already tell his sister that she was going to be on his side?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
Yeah. But it's not too late to make a change.
Well, I kind of feel like it would be a fairly large demotion, and it's already set in stone, so.
Yeah, it is. It's like, never mind.
So, God, you just force-feed sister a whole bunch of sugar and hope she breaks out and then say you can't wear makeup, and here is this dowdy potato
She'd
sack
still
to
look
wear?
Good. You saw the pictures. She's still look good.
Do you think that that's what would end up happening, is that Jenny would pick out a horrible outfit for her to wear?
Big old bow.
Probably. And if not, then it's either going to possibly put a little damper in his marriage or a damper in his relationship with his sister, too. Doesn't seem good either way.
Nobody likes a good damper.
I know, see? I feel like this is really like rock and hard spot are
Probably
your two
should
options.
Just break up.
That's my answer. Great day.
Thank
just
you,
call
too.
It all
Thanks
off
for
and
being
be
on
done.
The show.
Find somebody else. Date somebody with an ugly sister.
How sad you couldn't marry that sister.
Big old mole on her nose.
If this was West Virginia or
something. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.